offers right now. One is called SOPA, the other is called PIPA. SOPA stands for the Stop Online Piracy Act. It's from the Senate. PIPA is short for Protect IP, which is itself short for Preventing Real Online Threats to Economic Creativity and Theft of Intellectual Property, because the congressional aides who name these things have a lot of time on their hands. And what SOPA and PIPA want to do is they want to do this. They want to raise the cost of copyright compliance to the point where people simply get out of the business of offering it as a capability. Is to identify sites that are substantially infringing on copyright, although how those sites are identified is never fully specified in the bills. And then they want to remove them from the domain name system. They want to take them out of the domain name system. Now, the domain name system is the thing that turns human-readable names like Google.com into the kinds of addresses machines expect, 74.125.226.212. Now, the problem with this model of censorship, of identifying a site and then trying to remove it from the domain name system, is that it won't work. And you'd think that would be a pretty big problem for a law, but Congress seems not to have let that bother them too much. Now, the reason it won't work is that you can still type 74.125.226.212 into the browser, or you can make it a clickable link, and you'll still go to Google. So the policing layer around the problem becomes the real threat to the internet.
Oh, listeners and viewers around the country and around the world. Congressional support for a pair of Hollywood-backed anti-piracy bills is weakening after a historic online protest Wednesday. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia shut down the English version of its website for 24 hours to protest the bills. Thousands of other sites did the same. Google, owner of the world's most popular search engine, covered the Google icon on its homepage with a black box. Google also urged visitors to sign an online petition asking Congress to reject the bills. The House bill is called SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, while the Senate bill is PIPA, the Protect IP Act. The Hollywood film studios, music publishers, and major broadcasters like NBC and Viacom have supported the anti-piracy legislation, which ostensibly aims to stop the piracy of copyrighted material over the internet on websites based outside the United States. But critics say the bills would profoundly change the internet by stifling innovation and investment, hallmarks of the free open internet. In Washington, at least eight lawmakers announced Wednesday they can no longer support the Senate legislation, including co-sponsors Republicans Marco Rubio of Florida, Roy Blunt of Missouri, and Orrin Hatch of Utah, as well as Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland.
Described as the largest online protest in the history of the internet. But there were also street protests yesterday against the legislation. In New York, hundreds of people gathered outside the Manhattan offices of Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, co-sponsors of the Senate bill. Andrew Razish, chair of the New York Tech Meetup, helped organize the protest.
I used to joke that politicians don't know the difference between a server and a waiter. But in regards to PIPA and SOPA, their ignorance is no joke. In an effort to combat piracy, which we all would like to minimize, if not outright eliminate, Congress, at the behest of moneyed special interests representing copyright-holding industries, is proposing to redesign the internet in a way that is detrimental to our industry and to the open web. If they are successful, they will not only stifle innovation and investment in emerging technology companies in New York and elsewhere, they will irrevocably damage the architecture of the internet so as to embolden censorship around the world.
We'll be right back.
copyright-holding industries is proposing to redesign the Internet in a way that is detrimental to our industry and to the open web. If they are successful, it will not only stifle innovation and investment in emerging technology companies in New York and elsewhere, they will irrevocably damage the architecture of the Internet so as to embolden censorship around the world.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George here with Skebby One Kenobi. We are taking over the airwaves as part of the Furious George experience. This week we happen to be more furious about SOPA and BS censorship that's going on. So if you're familiar with the show, sit back. And if you're not, the show may be offensive to some of you weaklings. For everyone else, you can check out old school Furious George shows at furiousg.blogspot.com. Or go to WCOMFM.org to learn more about us and how you can help us out in many different ways. I'm sure there are plenty of different ways to do it. We're going to spin some more stuff here that relate to anti-censorship, including this particular thing called a mixtape. You ever heard of that? Well, that might be potentially outlawed, as well as some other stuff. So sit back, relax, and get furious. This is EEPROM, the Robot Sex Mixtape. Furious!
Managers in New York compared the bills to actions taken by China and Iran to censor the web.
I think it sends the wrong signal to give the government the ability to shut down websites. The web should be a free medium that promotes democracy around the world. When America is trying to convince China and Iran that they shouldn't be shutting down the web, we shouldn't be setting a bad example.
We're joined now by two guests.
If I could just ask Sanjay, companies like Google insist that that they already are involved in voluntary policing of their sites. And
the security bear. Avast, ye scurvy dogs! I'm here to protect you from pirates. Internet pirates. Since I'm so good at spying on Americans, now, I'm working with Hollywood to make you even more snuggly and secure. You see, pirating movies and music and stuff robs our economy of over $200 billion. Or it could be $20 billion. Maybe just a few hundred million. Either way, it's bad. And if you don't agree with the Motion Picture Association of America, you're bad too. Just like the internet. That's why we're trying to get Congress to pass bills to change the internet. Oof, if only you internet activists would quit your meddling. See, we need to make everyone a deputy in the fight against piracy. And if you're not with us, you must be against us. So the government will shut your site down. But the best kind of censorship is the kind done by ISPs in exchange for immunity. You'll be deputized, or else you'll be shut down. Sneaky stuff on the internet will be a thing of the past. So long, pro-democracy. Hello, anti-piracy. It's time to protect the entertainment industry from the scourge of the VCR, DVDs, the internet.
It's a series of tubes.
So support a stronger SOPA and PIPA, and you'll be more snuggly and secure. Trust us.
Drop my mixtape.
Congress came to write a bill that won't accomplish its stated goals, but will produce a lot of pernicious side effects. You have to understand a little bit about the backstory. And the backstory is this. SOPA and PIPA, as legislation, were drafted largely by media companies that were founded in the 20th century. The 20th century was a great time to be a media company because the thing you really had on your side was scarcity. If you were making a TV show, it didn't have to be better than all other TV shows ever made. It only had to be better than the two other shows that were on at the same time, which is a very low threshold of competitive difficulty. Which meant that if you fielded average content, you got a third of the US public for free. Tens of millions of users for simply doing something that wasn't too terrible. This is like having a license to print money and a barrel of free ink. But technology moved on, as technology is wont to do, and slowly, slowly, at the end of the 20th century, that scarcity started to get eroded. And I don't mean by digital technology, I mean by analog technology. Cassette tapes, video cassette recorders, even the humble Xerox machine created new opportunities for us to behave in ways that astonished the media business. Because it turned out, we're not really couch potatoes. We don't really like to only consume. We do like to consume, but every time one of these new tools came along, it turned out we also like to produce and we like to share. And this freaked the media businesses out. It freaked them out every time. Jack Valenti, who was the head lobbyist for the Motion Picture Association of America, once licensed the ferocious video cassette recorder to Jack the Ripper and poor, helpless Hollywood to a woman at home alone. That was the level of rhetoric. And so the media industries begged, insisted, demanded that Congress do something. And Congress did something. By the early 90s, Congress passed the law that changed everything. And that law was called the Audio Home Recording Act of 1992. What the Audio Home Recording Act of 1992 said was, look it, if people are taping stuff off the radio and then making mixtapes for their friends, that is not a crime. That's okay. Taping and remixing and sharing with your friends is okay. You make lots and lots of high-quality copies and you sell them, that's not okay. But this taping business? Fine. Let it go.
BTS exclusive.
They thought that they clarified the issue because they'd set out a clear distinction between legal and illegal content. But that wasn't what the media businesses wanted. They had wanted Congress to outlaw copying, full stop. So when the Audio Home Recording Act of 1992 was passed, the media businesses gave up on the idea of legal versus illegal distinctions for copying because it was clear that if Congress was acting in their framework, they might actually increase the rights of citizens to participate in our own media environment. Plan B. It took them a while to formulate Plan B. Plan B appeared in its first full-blown form in 1998, something called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It was a complicated piece of legislation, a lot of moving parts. But the main thrust of the DMCA was that it was legal to sell you uncopyable digital material, except that there's no such thing as uncopyable digital material. It would be, as Ed Felton once famously said, like handing out water that wasn't wet. Bits are copyable. That's what computers do. That is a side effect of their ordinary operation. So, in order to fake the ability to sell uncopyable bits, the DMCA also made it legal to force you to use systems that broke the copying function of your devices. Every DVD player and game player and television and computer you brought home, no matter what you thought you were getting when you bought it, could be broken by the content industries if they wanted to set that as a condition of selling you the content and to make sure that you didn't realize or didn't enact their capabilities as general purpose computing devices. They also made it illegal for you to try to reset the copyability of that content. DMCA marks the moment when the media industries gave up on the legal system of distinguishing between legal and illegal copying and simply tried to prevent copying through technical means. Now, the DMCA had and is continuing to have a lot of complicated effects, but in this one domain, limiting sharing, it has mostly not worked. And the main reason it hasn't worked is the internet has turned out to be far more popular and far more powerful than anyone imagined. the mixtape, the fanzine, that was nothing compared to what we're seeing now with the internet.
Historic online protest Wednesday. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia shut down the English version of its website for 24 hours to protest the bills. Thousands of other sites did the same. Google, owner of the world's most popular search engine, covered the Google icon on its homepage with a black box. Google also urged visitors to sign an online petition asking Congress to reject the bills. The House bill is called SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, while the Senate bill is PIPA, the Protect IP Act. Music publishers and major broadcasters like NBC and Viacom have supported the anti-piracy legislation, which ostensibly aims to stop the piracy of copyrighted material over the internet on websites based outside the United States. Critics say the bills would profoundly change the internet by stifling innovation and investment, hallmarks of the free open internet. In Washington, at least eight lawmakers announced Wednesday they can no longer support the Senate legislation.
With Hollywood to make you even more snugly and secure.
Co-sponsors.
Wednesday's action against the anti-piracy bills are being described as the largest online protest in the history of the internet. But there were also street protests yesterday against the legislation.
Since I'm so good at spying on Americans, now I'm working with Hollywood to make you even more snugly and secure. You see, pirating movies and music and stuff robs our economy of over $200 billion. Or it could be $20 billion. Maybe just a few hundred million.
BTSRadio.net.
Outside the Manhattan offices of Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, co-sponsors of the Senate bill. Andrew Razig, chair of the New York Tech Meetup, helped organize the protest.
I used to joke that politicians don't know the difference between a server and a waiter, but in regards to PIPA and SOPA, their ignorance is no joke. In an effort to combat piracy, which we all would like to minimize, if not outright eliminate, Congress, at the behest of moneyed special interests representing copyright-holding industries, is proposing to redesign the Internet in a way that is detrimental to our industry and to the open web. If they are successful, they will not only stifle innovation and investment in emerging technology companies in New York and elsewhere, they will irrevocably damage the architecture of the Internet so as to embolden censorship around the world.
Internet pirates.
Oh, you run up your mouth, sir. Oh, you can't chat so much. You have to run up your mouth. You can't do DJ.
No higher.
Or else... you'll be shut down. Sneaky stuff on the internet will be a thing of the past. So long, pro-democracy. Hello, anti-piracy. It's time to protect the entertainment industry from the scourge of the VCR, or DVDs, the internet.
It's a series of tubes.
So support a stronger SOPA and PIPA, and you'll be more snuggly and secure. Trust us.
France then set out to reconquer its former colony. They fought long, hard, brutal years. Reckless action, we did not.
Too hot.
In 1954, a conference was called at Geneva. Agreement was reached.
Yeah.
top of that. And I'm all like, I don't know what you're talking about. Then it hit me. There's an easy way to find out. The old laptop. So, what could go wrong? I'll just look it up.
Wikipedia, of course, is one of the most popular sites online, but it's blacked out today. For 24 hours, Wikipedia and others are going dark.
Library? Like a common masturbator? What is this, 2009? But I had to find out about Papa. And with Wikipedia down, I had no choice but to turn to a notoriously unreliable source. Sorry. The news.
Texas Representative Lamar Smith introduced a bill in the House called the Stop Online Piracy Act. It's called SOPA. The bill is designed to keep websites from posting copyrighted material illegally. And it would allow the American government to actually shut down websites that do this.
What? Shut up. That's a little draconian. Although, to be fair, according to lawyers that have contacted us frequently all day, it doesn't shut down your website and remove it from the internet. It just makes it so that people cannot in any way access the website. So it's sort of like coming up with a plan to prevent teen pregnancy that includes filling penises with cement. They're still there, your penis is still there. It just, nobody can get at it. Now, of course, as of now, everybody thinking that that was a ridiculous rule, that provision has been scaled back. There are still a couple of somewhat troubling issues, though.
Individuals who stream copyrighted material could face criminal prosecution and prison time.
You would face, if you run an internet site, 5 years in prison for posting, say, 10 pieces of copyrighted music.
Whoa. That's rough. You know what? How can I express that? Let me see if I can put this in more dramatic terms. If you stream copyrighted music, you could go to jail for 5 years. Worrying, right? Bill supporter Representative Mel Watt.
From my perspective, just as an old country boy, and you know, this the only way I can understand this complex stuff. We need parallels on the virtual, in the virtual world, to what we have in the real world, and I think this bill draws the appropriate balance.
You have no idea what this is about. You really do. You said you don't understand the conversation. You're a simple boy. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. You're only, I wouldn't worry about it. You don't have to think about it too much. You're only the ranking member of the Intellectual Property Subcommittee.
Huh?
charged with regulating the internet understand how any of this internet stuff works?
I'm not a nerd.
I am not a nerd.
I'm just not enough of a nerd.
Maybe we ought to ask some nerds what this thing really does. Let's have a hearing. Bring in the nerds.
Really? Nerds? You know, I think actually the word you're looking for is experts. To enlighten you so your laws break the internet. And by the way, when did Congress turn into ogre? By the way, I'm being told that the use of that clip is an intellectual property issue. Now, let me address for a little bit, not the lawmakers, but the people out there who are stealing copyrighted material, because that is a real issue, especially for struggling artists trying to make a living. These people who pirate clips of copyrighted material for their own financial gain are parasites.
When we take indicate that anyone that wants to use it, this system for massive commercial purposes. Is free, right? 10 movies streaming across that internet, and what happens to your own personal internet? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Why? Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially.
Owner, masters, the Viacoms, or the Times Warner, or the News Corps, or Disney, who, besides their legal divisions, have no one to speak for them. You know, when I see a greedy, freeloading stooge who lacks the capacity to create his own original content and steals from others and rationalizes it by claiming fair use, it makes me sick.
And here we have this one situation where enormous entities want to use the internet for their purpose to save money for doing what they're doing now. They use FedEx. They use the delivery services. They use the mail. They deliver in other ways, but they want to deliver vast amounts of information over the internet. And again, the internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of jokes.
I'm here to protect you from pirates. Internet pirates. Since I'm so good at spying on Americans, now I'm working with Hollywood to make you even more snugly and secure.
We'll be right back.
The Become Radio. This is Furious George, and signing off, chilling here with Skebby One Kenobi, and spotlighting what's happening with the SOPA censorship and other crazy stuff. Get on the phone or on the internet and check out your congressperson and let them know you're against it. Lots of different ways to fight that, as well as supporting community-based radio, which is probably what you're doing right now. So thanks for doing that and listening to stuff about SOPA, but also some underground hip-hop like that there in the background, Lou Kid from his Chord album. And we also have plenty of other stuff. We have the EPROM Major Robot Sex mixtape in honor of, you know, all our friends doing mixtape music. And speaking of Micropower Music, I've been doing shows for 17 years. I probably bought 4 albums, so you can guess how I support the fight against SOPA. But hey, look, I bring it to you, and we do it every Thursday as part of the Micropower Radio Experience. Check out FuriousG.blogspot.com, and here to send you away is some Flying Lotus with Sam I Am. This is Fly Am Sam. I'm Furious. Stick around.
Something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.